Well, the big concern about teen vaping is whether it leads to conventional smoking, but a new study suggests that isn't necessarily the case. It finds that e-cigarette use has little to no effect on whether someone will take up conventional smoking. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Ariel Salia, the study's lead author, assistant scientist at Sanford Health in South Dakota. Thanks for talking to us today. So tell us what you found.
So I looked at a cross-sectional study of 8th and 10th graders looking at who used e-cigarettes, who used conventional cigarettes, and a host of pre-existing risk factors such as demographic characteristics, mental health factors, personality characteristics, and parent and peer use. And I used a rigorous statistical method to adjust for all of these pre-existing characteristics, and I found that those risk factors almost entirely account for the relationship between e-cigarette and conventional smoking. And in the case of current conventional smoking, it completely accounted for that relationship, suggesting that those who use e-cigarettes were almost as certainly likely to go on to use conventional cigarettes anyway.
Okay, so I'm still trying to break it down, though. So a lot of kids have pre-existing conditions, as we're calling them, or pre-existing characteristics. But did you don't think the vape use had anything to do with them going on to smoke cigarettes?
That's the real question. And when I started out this research a couple of years ago, I was swayed by the gateway hypothesis, which suggests that because of marketing that's specific to e-cigarettes and because of some of the flavorings that are specific to e-cigarettes, that there is a concern out there that it's attracting new populations of users. And I set out to look at this research a couple of years ago. This is my third or fourth e-cigarette study now. And My findings for my own research has been consistent that e-cigarettes don't seem to be having an effect at the population level, not in a causal way.
Anybody giving you a bad time about it?
That's a funny question. Not so much, not yet at least. But I guess the hardest time that I've been given is during peer review trying to publish some of this because it is a controversial topic.
So what should we make of it? I mean, what do you do with this kind of a result?
Well, obviously, nobody wants to encourage kids to go out and use e-cigarettes because nicotine itself is harmful. But I think we have to be realistic that many kids out there are bound or determined to use nicotine in some form or another, and we should be cognizant of which is the healthier alternative. And there's a big report out by the Public Health England that suggested e-cigarettes are only 5% as harmful as conventional cigarettes. So if kids are going to use one product or another, it's less harmful for them to use e-cigarettes, although, again, they're not completely harmless. The other issue is that we have to be really informed about making policy. So San Francisco recently banned the sale of e-cigarettes, and this there's some other research out there suggesting that if you make e-cigarettes too hard to get, it might have the unintended effect of pushing kids back towards conventional cigarettes. So that's something that's, you know, these policies are well-intentioned, certainly, because they want to prevent kids from using nicotine and tobacco products. But we have to be realistic that some people are going to do this no matter what, and we want to make it the most healthy way at the population level.
Well, thanks for sharing. We appreciate your time. That's Ariel Salia. She is the lead author of this study on vaping.